What's in the news? Crunching the numbers.
Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News. Who wins, who loses in the Republican tax bill?
It didn't seem as they were going along that it would really affect someone like me.
Marcy George in Cary, North Carolina, is an administrative assistant, a single mom who makes $40,000 a year.
Financially, I struggle. I live paycheck to paycheck. I make things work. I readjust and rearrange, but we do get by.
So now, will it be any easier for her?
I got good news for you, Marcy. You're getting more money back next year.
Accountant Jeffrey Levine says she'll benefit from the doubling of the child tax credit and will save about $1,300 next year on her taxes. Then there's Amber and Jason Edwards.
Financially, we're doing okay. We're certainly not at the poverty level.
Married, no kids, owning a Rhode Island home, total income $150,000.
I actually think they would pay tax on about $12,000 more of income, but because of the lower rates, they actually end up saving a little bit of money.
Melissa and Lane Lev are homeowners with three kids in California, a high tax state, earning $300,000, and they're starting a business.
I'm thinking they're going to be higher.
But Levine says they'll miss the alternative minimum tax, do well with deductions, and their bill will go down too.
Every single one of those families will have more money in their pocket next year.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.